Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
You know, when I tell people I have wine tasting today, people are like, oh yeah, well, you have an easy day's work ahead of you. Wine tasting and wine drinking are not the same, nor should they be the same. Wine tasting can be work. Wine drinking is drinking. And it's very, very hard to persuade people that this is the truth.
I used to get the same reaction when I worked at the Wine Source, or even more when I traveled to taste wine. And I'm not saying it was a bad time, but it was work. It was very good work, but it was work.
Well, first off, if you're tasting wine, you're spitting and you're not drinking. And this is a very different sensation. Wine in your mouth and wine in your throat are two completely different sensations, and they leave you with very different feelings.
Well, and when you're tasting wine, you're really trying to pay attention to all the components of wine. You're taking your time to sniff the wine first, to close your eyes and get the fragrance. What does it smell like? Is it fresh? Is it not? Has it turned a little bit? Am I getting a lot of nose from this? Am I not? Then you take the wine in your mouth, you hold it on your palate, you try to discern the flavors. This isn't hard labor by any means, but it's not the same sensation as when I pour a glass of wine, go out on the back porch, and toast the end of the day.
Well, and you repeat that process 20 times, 30 times, right?
Right.
It's not like you don't taste one wine, you taste 20 or 30, or if you're somebody like Robert Parker, you know, lots and lots more. And it can be kind of exhausting, and it's hard to keep your head fresh and to remember, like, what wine 5 was in relation to wine 30. So it's just a different sensation, and drinking and tasting are different.
And the reason we pay so much attention when we're tasting, I mean, neither one of us obviously is in a position where we're making decisions on how to stock a store or a business, a restaurant, a bar. We want to be able to accurately tell you what we are trying here and make an evaluation so that we can say this is a great wine, especially for the money, go buy it. Or compared to something else we've had, this isn't so great. We really want to try to find the right language that we can convey our experience to you. And that itself makes the concentration level a little different.
So tasting is tasting and drinking is drinking, and they're quite different and they don't mix. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.